Good afternoon, audio boomers. This is just another Saturday ramble. I haven't done one of these in a while. In case people missed my voice today, I thought I'd better record. I'm stuffed. I am max stuffed. I was out for lunch today and then a restaurant-y place, and it was very nice, and it was very busy there, actually very busy. And dessert and glass of wine, and Basil was with me, and it was really nice. So the sun is really strong today, but that wind is just, oh my god, there's so much wind. I got a thing on my phone earlier. I don't know if any of you guys have got this. It said iCloud. What? iCloud cannot do a backup. Not enough storage. They're asking me to upgrade their whatever. I've never seen that one before. I've seen the other one where you get, you know, the way when if you don't have enough space for an app, or do you know the way the iOS used to get notifications that you hadn't enough memory, whatever, and you had to go and delete some stuff. So, if any of you know, why did I get that, or what should I do? Maybe it was just an iCloud error, just, you know, the way networky error thingy. I don't know. I don't know why I got that message. And I also noticed an interesting discovery. When you have the binaurals in the Olympus, you can't pause your Olympus. It doesn't pause. You hit the button and it just keeps clicking back into... Actually, do you know why that might be, actually? Because I had it on automatic setting, instead of manual. So I'll have a play around with that again. I don't know, maybe Monday or whatever, next week. That might be why that is, actually. I didn't realise. I just thought of that now. No, I thought about it earlier, right, but it went down in my head and now I'm thinking about it again. Oh, God help me. So, that might be what's going on there. I've been listening to the Marching On posts, and a couple of temptations to start this with myself, but I don't know. It's nice, like, you guys, you know, keeping the motivation going, and you know, we all do need to pick ourselves up if we fall down in something, and if it's a relationship, a friendship, you have to move on from. Sometimes you have to do it, or a situation, or just plain keep going your goals. You have to, you know, you have to keep going every day, and sometimes for some it is a struggle. So I'm interested in your posts, and I'm enjoying them. One thing, you know, the blind and the VI community, we can relate so much to a lot of it. You know, if it's loneliness, isolation, Mel was talking a really interesting one Tuesday evening that I totally identified with, about if they do up an area, and it's completely changed and it can really disorientate you. Because I've had that a couple of years ago there, they were doing up an area here, and it's like you'd go out one day and it would be a particular way, and then you go out another way and it's totally different, and you have to rethink everything, and you know, and you have to get someone to kind of say to you, you know, oh yeah, you can go this way or whatever, and you know, and then you're learning it yourself, you're shown your guide dog, and then the guide dog obviously then takes over and guides. But it's, you know, so there's so many different stages to that even. You know, and if your confidence is low, you know, for a particular reason, it can really kind of, you know, to some extent, it could even like paralyze you, like, because you're, you know, fear. And it takes all you've got to get over that, you know. But you know, as the team is, you keep going, and you know, it's, yeah, you just keep going. But it can be scary, you know, it can be scary. But yeah, so lunch was really nice, and there were a lot up there for today, but as I say, it's not cold out or anything, so it's, you know, it is nice. So that's just a little post today. Nothing amazing. But I will catch up with you all soon. And yeah, have a great Saturday and talk to you soon. Bye bye.